This is shifting gears for the next few moments. So we know that there's a very special minhag on Shabbos afternoon, but in general, of learning Pirkei Avos between Pesach and Shavuos, as we prepare ourselves to receive the Torah anew on an annual basis during Shavuos. And there may be different explanations for why we have this practice. So my goal was to learn a Mishnah or thereabouts every single night, but tonight I wanted to just focus on what the basis of this minhag might be. It's always interesting to think about what the roots of minhagim are. So we know that the Gemara describes the period of Sfiras HaOmer between Pesach and Shavuos as a time of some degree of mourning, or alludes to that, based on the terrible story of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. This is the Gemara in Yevamos on Samach Beis, where the Gemara says that the students of Rabbi Akiva, despite the fact that Rabbi Akiva himself was the one who said, "V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha," to love somebody the way that you love yourself is a klal gadol b'Torah, his students didn't pick up on it somehow. It's a very tragic thing. And the Gemara says that he had 24,000 students from one end of Israel to the other, Migvas v'Antifras, and all of them died during this time of the year. And what was the reason? What was the reason? Mipnei shelo nagu kavod zebazeh, because they didn't treat each other properly. Do we have evidence of this in the Gemara? Maybe a little bit. There's a Gemara in Masechet Nedarim on Daf Mem that says something very sad, very sobering, that one of the students of Rabbi Akiva took ill, very seriously ill. And none of his friends, none of his chavrusas, none of the people that learned with him went to visit him. And Rabbi Akiva was the only one who showed up to do Bikur Cholim. And Rabbi Akiva saw that he was being totally neglected, and Rabbi Akiva physically took care of him. And this is the era before hospitals. You know, he basically provided nursing services. And it says that Rabbi Akiva went out screaming in the streets after this experience. It must have been, as a teacher, so dispiriting to see his students behaving this way. And he says, "Kol mishenu mevaker sachola hareza shofech damim," that people who don't care about Bikur Cholim, it's as if they're shedding blood. It's a very important Gemara, obviously, about the importance of Bikur Cholim, but even beyond that, you see a little bit of Rabbi Akiva experiencing one of the most painful things I think any teacher could experience, that what he thought was the klal gadol b'Torah, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Remember the Rambam, when he discusses that mitzvah, he says one of the applications of this mitzvah on a rabbinic level is Bikur Cholim. And then, of course, if you do that mitzvah on a rabbinic level, you're credited on a Torah level with the mitzvah, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. So it's very, very hard to imagine that experience, how demoralizing that must have been for Rabbi Akiva. Of course, his heroism is that after he lost the 24,000 students, he didn't give up. He persisted and he trained a whole other generation. And basically all of Torah Shabbal Peh, the entire oral tradition that we have today, is from those students of Rabbi Akiva, the five second generation students, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. So anyway, it occurred to me to say that one of the bases for this minhag is that if you had to pick one text that really stresses and teaches us how it is we're supposed to interact with people that we have within Torah Shabbal Peh, of course, it would be Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos seems like the antidote to the pathology of the students of Rabbi Akiva who didn't treat each other respectfully. Lo nagu kavod zebaza. In fact, the Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Lamed says, "Hayman deboy lemehavi chasida." Somebody who wants to know how to be a pious person. The Gemara says, "Lekayim mile de avos." Not just that they should learn avos, but they should try to apply it, in practice, and they really try to implement these lessons. So hopefully, over the course of these weeks, spanning now between after Pesach to Shavuos, we'll prepare ourselves a little bit of Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, if you will, thinking about those themes of Derech Eretz that appear in Pirkei Avos. So I'll just conclude with one note, is that, it's easy to kind of diminish or to denigrate, some of these moral lessons as, not part of Torah. I remember that, the first organized shiur I gave on a regular basis, it's going back to about 2007. So there was a shul near where I went to college. I gave a weekly shiur, and I suggested learning Pirkei Avos in depth. And they were very dismissive. And the truth is, Pirkei Avos is a masecht of Mishnayos. It's to be taken seriously. And in fact, that's the comment that I wanted to conclude with today of Rabbi Avadya Bartanura, who wrote a commentary on all of the Mishnah, including Pirkei Avos. And he says, that's the reason that Pirkei Avos starts with the words, "Moshe kibel Torah miSinai." That you shouldn't think for a second that all of the morals and the ethics and the kind of behavior that we learn about in Pirkei Avos, that that's not Torah. He says, the reason that this masachta, of all masachtos, starts with the words, Moshe kibel Torah misinai, is that this is also Torah. It's not any less of Torah to learn how you should treat people, how to relate to people, all of the different lessons in Pirkei Avos, which does have a particular emphasis on Ben Adam L'Chavero, but we shouldn't think that Ben Adam L'Chavero, how we treat each other, is any less important than anything that we learned, you know, beforehand, whether it was, you know, in any of the Mishnayos and the Masachtos that we completed over the course of the year. It's not like this is any less. In some sense, it's even more. It's a prerequisite for the rest of the Torah, Derech Eretz, Kadm LaTorah, and so maybe this is all an explanation. You know, if the period of Sfiras HaOmer in many respects is defined by the tragedy of the students of Rabbi Akiva, Lo Nagu Kavod Zeh Bazeh, how they just missed the basic message of their teacher, V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, Chal Gadol BaTorah, so how important it is that as we prepare to receive the Torah anew, we focus on the fundamentals, V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, we focus on Pirkei Avos, and hopefully integrate the lessons, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, this too is very much an intrinsic part of Torah.